TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Giving us
some up and comings that she working on, like got us on edge. Like, whoa. Like creative work. Hey, what we talking about? We talking about feet coming up in a little bit, chopping it up. Hey, Relationship Wednesday, TM coming to you live out of the ATL. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. Again, Relationship Wednesday, hump day. Before we go any further, all the way live from the other side, give it up, hot chocolate. What up, man? With the part.
Hey, can I say Thank you. Part giving
yeah.
Me
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Glad to be here from the other side of the A today. What's going on, TM Hammond Radio family?
She got a real cool cut. Real cool cut. That's what we mean by the pot popping.
Mm-hmm.
It's
wavy.
All
it's wavy.
The way live from Columbia, Carolina. Chopping it up. Feet. What up, man?
Hola. How art thou? Mm-hmm.
Somos bien. Somos bien.
Puerto Rico.
Yes. Nachos and bean burritos. Yes, chimichanga. Yes. Yes. Burrito. Yes.
Mi gente.
I don't know if you really follow this lady on social media or not, but she is Felicia Moses. That's that government. We be chopping it up with Felicia Moses.
Yeah,
we call her Fee. Every Wednesday, Sweet Tooth LLC, and that sweet is spelled SW, it's like 33T instead of EE, Sweet Tooth. Listen, she's one of the funniest people on the face of the planet.
Aww.
One of the funniest.
As I take a bath.
You know, I mean, yeah, definitely. And the crazy part is the personality is like that from the time she get up in the morning to the time she goes to sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fake. It's all real. She quick with the clap back, so be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Funny.
And my favorite mantra is don't judge me, judge your mammy.
Judge your mammy. Yes, ma'am.
Plus, she gets it popping in the kitchen. We can chop it up with you shortly. Relationship Wednesday. You know what? Since we on Fee tonight, and it is Relationship Wednesday, let's just jump into it. Yo, one thing that you talk a whole lot about is the fact that, you know, God has promised to send you a man, but he played too much, playing way too much as it relates to this man. He's playing with your emotions as it relates to this man. Listen, how much of the comedy surrounding this man that God is sending you, how much is it comedy? How much is it real life? Because I think one would really not know. Like, if I was someone who was interested, first of all, if I was someone who was sitting on the sidelines, like watching you, like, you know, pull it together as you work out and as you get it popping in the kitchen, I think I might be just a little intimidated by your swag. Because at the end of the day, you're very direct and you say some things that might make me be a little, like, slow on the creek. You feel me? Based on how confident I was. So as it relates to you really looking for that man this Relationship Wednesday, how much are you truly looking for him? How much are you really looking for God to send him to you?
100%. But I'm a bounce off what you just stated. If you're sitting on the sideline and you're watching me pull it together, do my mommy duties.
We do sit on the sidelines. We do watch.
Right. But if you're watching, exactly, you're watching me do my mommy duties. You're watching me chop it up in the kitchen. You see me off to work, back home, doing my thing. You don't see my behind hanging out. You don't see the tatas all like, hey, how you doing? If you're on the sideline really watching
I've seen
the
tatas say, hey, how you doing? I've seen a couple of them.
As I was stating before I was rudely interrupted. Yeah. If you're on the sideline really watching, your confidence level has got to meet mine. Because no matter when I was 292 pounds or 185 pounds, my confidence level has always been on 1,000. You watch me when I walk in a room, bam, here I am. So your confidence level has to match mine. It's not about your bank.
What if I'm meek? But I gotta
then I'm gonna scare you. Then we not gonna vibe.
Opposite sometimes attract.
But I
sometimes.
Don't. But for me, I can't deal with someone with no backbone. Like I'm gonna come at you real witty. I'm gonna come at you funny, but I'm gonna speak to the king in you, if you're my man. I'm going to speak to the king in you. I don't need the jester answering if I'm trying to speak to the king. Follow me? I don't need your clown to now speak.
Well,
you
got to
understand where I'm coming from.
I think for me, I don't think having a backbone and understanding where you're coming from has anything to do with also matching your energy. Because matching your energy could be, like, strong and bodacious. I don't necessarily have to be strong and bodacious, but I could still have a backbone. And when I speak or when I, you know, want to make myself be known, you totally understand where I'm coming from. But I could still
I can get that.
A little intimidated by your bodaciousness. How does one approach you? You know what I'm saying?
Who may be intimidated. Well, the ones that do approach me, right off the top, I'll let them know this is me. Bottom line, I don't know how to water feed down. I don't know how to calm her down. I just know how to be me. I'll never be disrespectful. I will never demean. I will never degrade. That's not even in my spirit. But like you stating. Matching my energy. No, nobody's going to be on 1,000 24/7 like Felicia, you know, unless you're on crack. And I'm not on crack, by the way. I don't do any drugs. But I'm just saying, no one's energy is going to match mine per se, but you got to have some type of ambition and some type of drive. You follow me? Like, who you are, TM, you know, you got everything popping. I should be able to say, dang, I want to learn from you, King. What can you teach me about your thing? What's your purpose? What's your drive? So I can speak to that drive in you, my King. No, your drive, you can say, look, 8:30 p.m., I'm gone. It's good night. Well, that's fine. 8:30, I'm usually just turning it up in the kitchen. I'm baking some cupcakes. You go to sleep. You'll be okay. I'll meet you in the morning. That's fine.
What are the top three things that you're looking for in a mate?
Ambitious, loyalty, and understanding that me and my divas are a package.
What are your top three things when you are looking for a mate? What's important? Top three.
Definitely ambition. Definitely loyalty. And someone who's willing to compromise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting. Hey, it's Relationship Wednesday. And Fee often refers to relationships in her post. At the top of the show, was talking about the fact that she's a comedian. She's funny. I think it's a good dialogue because, you know, she just kind of told you at the end of the day her view. I think often, you know, we sit on the sidelines, and we, my concept about sitting on the sidelines is you really don't have input unless you're in the game. So
you there
can
you
sit
go.
On the sidelines all day long, but if you, at some point, you know, the playing the game and in fear, like, don't really connect. And fear a lot of times keeps us out of the game. And I mean, I used to play football, and a lot of people stay out of football because it's a very physical, very dangerous sport. But at the end of the day, you know, you can't let fear sink in. When we come back, I'll tell you my top three, plus we'll keep the conversation going. Right now, we're chopping it up with fear.
Look! I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken.
I'm over here getting my running man on. Okay, I got tired. Okay, tonight I'm going to bring you guys my Better Than Sex Sticky Buns. Now, this recipe is a little lengthy, so I'm going to try and get through it pretty quickly, but you guys can go to the Social Lab and you'll be able to see the recipe posted. So don't try to jot this down because y'all probably go cross-eyed as fast as I'm going to talk. But what you're going to need is 1 cup of milk, 2 eggs at room temperature, 1/3 cup of butter at room temperature, 4 to 4.5 cups of bread flour, plus a little extra for rolling, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 cup of white sugar, and 1 package of active dry yeast. Now, your filling is going to contain 1 cup of brown sugar packed, 3 tablespoons of ground cinnamon, 1/3 cup of butter softened. Now, for your frosting, and you can make this ahead and kind of put this to the side, you're going to need 4 ounces of cream cheese softened, 1/4 cup of butter softened, 1.5 cups confectioner sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and 1/8 teaspoon of salt. Now, what you're going to do is combine your 2 cups of flour and yeast in a large mixing bowl. In a saucepan, you're going to combine the milk, butter, sugar, and salt over medium heat until the temperature reaches about 120 to 130 degrees. Now, your butter will almost be melted, so that's when you know it's about the right consistency. Add your milk mixture to your flour mixture along with your eggs and mix with an electric mixer for about 30 seconds. Stir in as much of the flour as you can because it's going to get kind of stiff at this point. Place dough on a floured surface and knead as much flour in as possible. Continue to knead the dough until it's very smooth and elastic. You're going to cover your dough with oil or some cooking spray and with some plastic wrap. Let it rest covered for about 15 minutes so it rises. Meanwhile, in a small bowl, combine your brown sugar and cinnamon and set that to the side. Now you're going to roll out your dough onto an 18 by 21 inch rectangle. Spread 1/3 cup of butter on the dough and top with the brown sugar and cinnamon mixture. Starting with the long side, roll your dough so you have about an 18-inch log. Cut into 12 even rolls, grease a 9 by 13-inch baking pan, and place the rolls in the pan. You're going to then cover again with plastic wrap or a tea towel or kitchen towel and let it rise until it nearly doubles in size, which that'll take about 45 minutes. Meanwhile, preheat your oven to 400 degrees. Bake your rolls on the center rack for about 15 minutes or until lightly browned. While the rolls are baking, combine your cream cheese, your cup of butter, confectioner sugar, and vanilla extract, and salt until it's fluffy. Allow your rolls to cool for about 10 to 15 minutes and spread this delicious frosting on your warm rolls. I promise you, if you're not getting any, you ain't even going to worry about it when you bite into the cinnamon roll. You'll forget all about it. Your eyes will go cross, your toes will snap, like start throwing up gang signs. Yeah, delicious. Got to try it.
Hey, going to get those popping tonight. It is hungry. It is relationship. Those popping tonight.
Yes.
Okay. What my Norfolk people say, gosh almighty.
Columbia, South Carolina tonight. Wow. That's VA all day. Gosh, oh.
All day.
Hey,
gosh.
917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Relationship Wednesday. Hot Chocolate gave us their top three things they look for in relationships. My point prior to the segment in reference to the game and being in the game and sitting on the sidelines, a lot of times, this is what I know for a fact, and this is not something that, you know, we sit around and talk about as men, but I know it for a fact. And I don't really know if women do this as much as men do, but I do know men do this. Sometimes, I mean, whether a woman is like extremely beautiful, sometimes we may be intimidated, really don't know how to approach her because she's so beautiful in our mind, right? We think that, you know, maybe she going to be stuck up, you know, she ain't really going to receive it well, or maybe our game just ain't on point. So we lurk, and we come off as real creep-like, really only because we awkwardly really don't know how to respond. Or if a woman's personality is bodacious, or if a woman makes, you know, a whole lot of money and she carrying a few expensive items, sometimes we intimidated. We really don't know how to get in the game. And so for me, I think is awesome when you can actually have a woman to actually tell you, and you can hear it directly from her because now you know how to respond. And again, you know, we have a dynamic personality, and I would describe it the way I did, strong and bodacious. But listen, most of the time, and I used to work with her, and, you know, she will make you want to write her ass up, and all she was doing was being funny. All she was doing was being funny. And sometimes you want her to go sit her ass down because that was one too many jokes, but you laughing all the way back to your office because you know she's just funny as hell. All I'm saying, fellas, is if you know what you're working with, you can respond to it. You feel me? And this is probably one of the only shows where you're going to get it this real. Like, I ask the questions. I draw it out. And we talk about it. We're not afraid because when you know better, you do better. My
you
top
do
three,
better.
And I added one more. I made it four. Three is like trust, ambitious, you know, ambition and respect. And but at the end of the day, I trust you. You know, you can be ambitious, and you know, I can respect you. You can respect me. But I add number four because if I ain't attracted to your ass, what we doing?
Yeah,
I mean, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
But that's kind of on the low end, honestly, Tim. That's kind of like
on
the low end.
That's why,
right?
I'm
right.
That's
why. Right.
I'm not that shallow.
Right. Because.
But at the end of the day, I do want to like what I'm laying with.
Absolutely.
True.
Because my ex husband was ugly as a beast. Yeah, my ex husband.
Yikes.
Yeah, he was ill, and he still is ill. But it was other factors that played into that. And, yeah, the key in that was
you're right, because my ex looked like an 8'2".
You know what? What's his name? We'll talk
like
off the air.
Like a big-ass gorilla.
We'll talk off the air.
I'll tell you
in that.
You want
to
know?
I'll
tell you. I'm there.
Swear to
no,
God.
No, we're not. We are not about to do this. Because if I started calling women ugly, y'all would think I was wrong. So I'm not going to stand here and let
y'all
do this.
Well, it's just a particular one. I just said a particular one. Hot Chocolate just said a particular one. We didn't group y'all all in the same category. We just said
two
people.
But if I started calling women, listen, if I started calling women fat and ugly, y'all would be offended.
No, we wouldn't.
Y'all would be offended.
I really wouldn't. I really wouldn't.
Okay.
I promise you.
Because everyone isn't
attractive. And I'm not just saying that. Exactly.
Y'all heard it.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Y'all heard it.
Let me ask you this. If y'all see a baby, I done had this argument. If y'all see a baby and the baby is
not
cute,
no,
if a baby is
not
cute, You're not going to tell me that every baby that's entering this world, TM, is attractive.
I'm just
no, they're ugly adults, and they weren't ugly babies.
I don't make a comment about the child if I feel the child is unattractive. I say, God bless the baby. That's what I say. God bless you.
I
need a God bless you.
That's
going
to be an ugly adult. Hot chocolate, that's going to be an ugly adult. That's going to be an ugly adult.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. No, because I was the ugly duckling in a lot of people's eyes in middle school and high school. And look at me now. Look at me now.
No one, listen, I recall working with this gentleman, and he always talked about his baby, right? When this little thing came in the office, all I could say was, she has a really cute bow. She has a really cute bow in her hair. And come to find out, she didn't even have a bow in her head. That just said to me, I was trying to find something on this little creature. Now, let's fast forward. She's now 17. She looks the same as a baby. She ain't cute. She ain't cute. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, TM. I'm sorry. I got off track, but yeah.
Yeah.
I got off track.
He
so
is really tickled right now.
And
he
they
really
was
tickled.
An listen. They were an ugly baby. I'm pretty sure. I'm sorry. You're not going to look at that picture at 42-year-old Cleosis and say, "Oh, he was such a beautiful baby."
Cleosis.
But now look at him.
He
look
got
at
a
him.
Cleosis.
That's not cute. I'm sorry, TM. Like you said, attractive. That you know what's unattractive. And they were an unattractive baby. I'm sorry. I done got angry. Y'all try to defend me with
unattractive.
This is what I believe is we try to wrap this thing up as best we can after talking about ugly babies.
Cleosis.
There's somebody for everybody.
Absolutely.
True.
And at the end of the day, I don't know. Listen, I have a cousin that she's like my sister. And, you know, for several months, you know, when you talk about just being out of the game, I know for a fact she was out of the game in her disposition, in her attitude, in her appearance, just totally out of the game. But her conversation was that of one who wanted to be in the game. And it came down to, at the end of the day, make a decision. Make a decision.
Pick a struggle.
Get in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But
true.
If you're
That's
going
easy.
To
Pick
be in the game, play the game. Because here's the deal. You can get hurt really bad being in the game that you're not active in.
Absolutely.
I'll repeat it. You can get hurt really bad being on the field, being in a game, but you're not really playing. So
just standing around.
Either you're in or you're out, but don't just sit on the sidelines. Listen, ask questions. Ask people who might know the answers to the questions. Don't be a creep. Don't look like a weirdo. You know, don't be stupid in the discussion. You feel me? Come on, folks. Get in the game. Get in the game. Wednesday.
And understand, spectators sitting on the sidelines get injured as well.
Mm-hmm. That ball will fly in them stands in a minute. Bam! Right
and
in the face.
So will out of control players.
Absolutely. Booyah!
Hey, know the rules and be aware. At the end of the day, it's all about awareness. You know. You know, be upfront and upright. Don't try to be in a situation
honesty
trying to hurt
everything.
People. You know, nobody
honesty
really
is
wants
everything.
To be hurt in a situation. Be honest. Be kind. You feel me? And you know, check out my new book, 22 Ways to Overcome Obstacles and Achieve Your Goals.
You need
we're
that.
Here to help you.
Listen.
We just
you need help. if you don't read anything else this year. Read this book.
That's it. A great gem.
That's good. It's a simple, easy read. I appreciate that. It's an easy read. Again, 22 ways to overcome obstacles and achieve your goals. We'll talk about that more. It's the 2018 Personal Success Guide. You certainly need that. Hey, we out of here. Take us home, folks. Peace. Back next week.
Okay. Well, you all have a fantabulous evening on purpose.
Yeah,
I'm going to get in here. Yes. Get in here and chop it up some more.
Rattle some pots and stuff. That crew, that team, that network, the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio Live. For the general fee, Madam Boston, I am Hot Chocolate, and we are out of here next week.